It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers are opening up the season, the 2022 Pacific Coast League season, as the Rainiers host the Los Angeles Angels AAA club, the Salt Lake Bees. Well, great day for baseball here in Tacoma, given that it's, you know, April 5th, but the weather last few days a little rough, but today the rain stayed away. It's been dry here at the ballpark. The sun's even out for now, although it is quite chilly here at the ballpark. But we are clear for baseball tonight. It is dry and it is playable conditions as the Rainiers get this Pacific Coast League season started. The Rainiers are defending champions of this league, winning last year's regular season championship. There were no playoffs due to COVID and the pandemic, but the Rainiers were declared league champions last year, finishing with the best record in the league. In fact, it was one of the best records in the history of Tacoma AAA baseball, dating back to 1960. The Rainiers won 78 games last year and dropped 52, 26 games over 500. Just a tremendous final record. And the Rainiers, league champions, and guys got their rings in spring training, and they will be honored here as part of the pregame ceremonies today, as the two teams are getting ready to square off here at Cheney Stadium. So the Rainiers defending a title today, and the title defense is going to come under a new regime. The Rainiers have a new manager, all new coaching staff, and even a new training staff as well, as the Rainiers have Tim Fedorovich, first-year manager, now at the helm of the club. Longtime AAA catcher and Major League catcher, too. Back up in the big leagues, a starter in AAA throughout his career, and a guy who was playing just last year and now is managing at the AAA level. Same situation the Rainiers had last year when Christopher Negron was managing, and he had just wrapped up his playing career and ended up leading the Rainiers to a title. And Negron got himself promoted to the big league staff. He's going to be the Mariners' first base coach this season. Tim Fedorovich, the new Rainiers manager. This is his managerial debut today. Although he did tell me that he started thinking about getting into managing when his playing days were done 5 years ago. Yeah, he was thinking about this 5 years ago, and the Mariners called him in the offseason looking for a AAA manager, and Fedorovich was offered the job. He took it, and he's here, and he is the Rainiers manager this year. He's got an all-new coaching staff, too, with the new pitching coach Alon Leichman and hitting coach Brad Marcelino, and bench coaches Zach Vincy and Seth Mejias-Breen, both of whom are former players for the Tacoma Rainiers of recent vintage. They've actually played together for Tacoma in 2018 and are now assisting the coaching staff this year. Well, Fedorovich's first big decision was to name his opening day starting pitcher, and he chose Darren McCacken, who is back with the Rainiers this year. Had a successful season last year for Tacoma, posting a 4.53 ERA in 20 starts for the Rainiers. He went 5-4 last year, made his major league debut, pitched in two games for Seattle, and McCacken gets the opening day nod here today, and he is stretched out and ready to go. He could go close to 100 pitches, they're saying today, as he really threw a lot in spring training, and he is fully prepared to start today and pitch out of the Rainiers rotation. He's going to be opposed by Salt Lake Bees right-hander Jansen Junk, who's a local story. He's from Federal Way in Decatur High School and is pitching at Cheney Stadium as a pro for the first time in his life today, although he's been in the majors before, a couple of starts late last season, a September call-up by the Angels, but he has not pitched here in Tacoma. He's with the Salt Lake Bees, and he's loosening up in their bullpen right now out of Federal Way. Jansen Junk on the hill for Salt Lake, Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Going to be a fun one today. They're all fun, but opening day is especially a blast as we've been waiting so long for this. And the Rainiers waiting to be announced here as the Bees are being announced on the field right now, and the Rainiers will be shortly. when we come back on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show. We'll get you caught up on who's on this team anyway. Yeah, we'll run through the roster when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The Rainiers taking on Salt Lake tonight in the opening game of the 2022 season. Pacific Coast League Baseball moments away from starting here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Let's take a look at this squad. The Rainiers defending champions. Of course, they have a total of 9 players on the opening day roster tonight who were members of the championship team last year, including today's starting pitcher, Darren McCacken. The other returnees are left-hand pitcher Ian McKinney, who's in the rotation. He's supposed to start tomorrow. Reliever Penn Murphy is back. And also pitcher Asher Wojciechowski, who's the number 3 starter. He'll be starting on Thursday. And Fred Villarreal, who was with the Red Ears a bit last year, he's back for today's game. More on that in a little bit. And also position player-wise, Kevin Padlo is back with the Red Ears this season. Taylor Trammell is here and hitting cleanup on opening day. Marcus Wilson, the outfielder, back with the Rainiers this year. And then not in the lineup today because he's in transit from Arizona is Donovan Walton. He's back with the Rainiers this season. So those are your returning players who are on the roster today. The roster is in a bit of a state of flux because the Mariners are not done with spring training yet. In fact, they had an exhibition game today in Peoria. Their season opener is Thursday. They are in the process of making their final cuts and their final roster moves, and there are players who are getting the bad news that they didn't make the Mariners and are then going to join the Rainiers, and that whole situation is still going down. So we are going to get additional Rainiers players here in the next few days, but the guys who are here, position players, we've got 3 catchers, Josh Morgan and Joe Odom, are 2 players who are ready for the AAA level. And then Andy Thomas is here for depth while the Rainiers are a little short. He's going to be the starting catcher for the Everett Aqua Sox when they start up on Friday. Infielders, we've got Zach Green, a new addition this year, former heavy hitter for Sacramento a couple years ago. Sam Haggerty is a guy who can play infield and outfield. Eric Mejia, new to the organization this year, played for Omaha last season. And then, as mentioned, Kevin Padlo and Donovan Walton. And then in the outfield, you've got Trammell and Marcus Wilson, and also a new player who I think will be fun to watch this year, Forrest Wall. He was a minor league free agent the Mariners signed. He's going to start in the outfield and hit leadoff. He is a very talented base stealer, and he'll give the Rainiers some speed. He was 35 for 39 stealing bases for AAA Buffalo last year, so Forrest Wall will be interesting guy to watch in the leadoff spot this year. On the pitching staff, some veterans, some names you know from the Mariners, and then some new players as well. They added 3 pitchers from Advanced A Everett because there are more pitchers coming from Mariners camp here in the upcoming days but aren't here yet. So the pitchers from Everett are Jared Bayless, Kyle Hill, and the aforementioned Fred Villarreal. And then the players assigned to Tacoma and are going to be here for a while. Kyle Bird, a lefty. Matt Cook, a righty. Nick Margavishis, former Mariner here. McCacken and McKinney, we mentioned. And then Austin Warner had, well, he was with Memphis and had a great year out of their bullpen last year. He was just recently signed by the Mariners. Patrick Weigel, big right-hander from the Braves organization. And then Danny Young, a left-hander who was with the Cleveland Indians AAA team last year. He'll work out of the Red Ears bullpen. So there's a rundown of the Red Ears roster for this opening day game. As mentioned, the coaches, new manager Tim Fedorovich, pitching coach Alon Leichman up from AA, hitting coach Brad Marcelino. This is his first year with the M's. And then bench coaches Zach Vinci and Seth Mejia-Spring. Well, the teams are lined up along the baselines now, the sidelines, if you will, as they're getting ready for the singing of the national anthem. So we will go ahead and take a break here, and then we will come back with the starting lineups right after this.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's Pacific Coast League opener. First, for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are the Angels AAA club, their manager is Lou Marzin, his fourth year at the helm of the Bees. He's going to lead off with Luis Renifo. Renifo is at second base. Batting second is Matt Theis. He does the catching. Hitting third, their designated hitter, Kian Wong. In the cleanup spot, third baseman Brendan Davis. Batting fifth for Salt Lake, here's our first. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Right here's lead 2-0. And at the plate is Eric Mejia. Switch hitter with a count of 1-1, and the pitch is in there for a strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Mejia facing the right-hander Jansen Junk. Right here's got two runs on two out hits in the first, an RBI double by Taylor Trammell, followed by a single from Zach Green. So now Mejia bounces one foul. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 to Mejia is swung on and hit up the middle on the ground off the glove of the pitcher Junk. He can't find the ball, and Mejia is going to be safe at first base with an infield single. Eric Mejia with an infield hit. And now Josh Morgan will be the batter. Morgan, right-hand hitting catcher. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Morgan. Morgan's new to AAA this year. He was with AA Arkansas in the Mariners system last year. He's got some power. 9 homers and 230 at bats. Hit 236. Drew a lot of walks. And he swings and hits one in the air to left. And Orlando Martinez is under it. And he makes the catch. And that is the first out here at the bottom of the second inning. So Morgan flies to left. And it'll bring to the plate Joe Odom. Odom stands in, and here's a toss to first by Junk, and back in safely is Mejia. Another toss to first. Now pitch for a strike. 0-1 the count to Joe Odom. Back with the right ears for a return engagement. Odom was with Tacoma for brief stints in 2018 and 19. Now he swings and misses there, strike two. Odom, a minor league free agent signed by the Mariners in the offseason. Takes a few practice cuts. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air, foul and out of play. So no balls, two strikes. The runner goes. The pitch is in the dirt. Throw down to second base is not in time. Stealing second base with a head-first dive is Eric Mejia. The Red Ears with their second steal of this game. And in scoring position is Mejia. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul. Still 1-2. Once again, the 1-2. Is on the way, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. And that's the second out of the inning. Odom goes down swinging. So two outs and a runner at second. Now standing in is Forrest Wall, who had an infield single earlier and scored a run. That was in the first. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch coming. And it swung on and fouled back to the screen behind home plate. 1-2. Shift is on the Bees with three infielders on the right side, including the second baseman, Renifo, several steps onto the outfield grass. 1-2 pitch, swung on and lined the other way down the left field line. Is it fair? No, foul ball. Wall would have had extra bases if he had snuck that one into the left field corner, but it's sliced foul. Two nothing Red Ears, bottom of the second inning on opening night in the Pacific Coast League. Now Junk with his pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And a delayed steal attempt of third, and a throw down to the third baseman, Davis, and he gets the tag on the lunging Mejia, and that's the final out of the inning. Mejia saw the third baseman, Davis, playing way off the line, and he thought he might be able to surprise him with a delayed steal attempt of third. But catcher Matt Theis threw him out. Brendan Davis was able to scramble back to the bag and receive the throw and get a tag on Mejia. It'll go in the books as a caught stealing. 2-5 if you're keeping score. That does it for the Red Ears. No runs on a hit. No one left. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoba 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Three, We move to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers up 2-0 on opening night in the Pacific Coast League. Salt Lake Bees leadoff man Luis Renjifo is leading things off in the top of the third. Switch hitter bats left against Darren McCacken, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Great to be back at the park. Great to have AAA baseball here in Tacoma. So now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. That evens up the count, 1-1. Can you believe this is our first game in the month of April since 2019? No games at all in 2020. Last year we had the delayed start, didn't play until May. Here's one down and in now to Renjifo. But there are changes this year, small changes. The schedule is longer. The season is longer. So now the 2-1 to Renjifo is over for a strike. We are playing 150 games in the Pacific Coast League this year. It's the longest season in this league since 1964. And there's a reason for it, of course, as the 2-2 is over for a called strike three, and down goes Renjifo. Second time McCacken has K'd the Bees leadoff man tonight. And that's the third strikeout for Darren McCacken. And now Matt Theis will be the batter. The major league teams no longer expand the rosters in September like they used to. As here's a swing and a fly towards center. A little bit off the end of the bat. Trammell is there and he makes the catch, and there's the second out of the inning. It used to be for many years, decades, on September 1st, the major league rosters expanded from 25 men to 40. And they would call up all kinds of players, or they could, and most teams did call up 8-10 players sometimes. But they don't do that anymore. Now the major league roster is 26, and then on September 1st, they're allowed to add 2 and make it 28. Pitch to Forrest Wall is over for a strike, or pardon me, that's Kian Wong. Kian Wong, the batter, and he takes strike one. He bounced out earlier, and he takes one down and in now, 1-1. So the major league rosters only go to 28 on September 1st, and because of that, as a result of that, they want their AAA teams playing through the month of September so they have players ready when they need them. So here's one down and in now, 2-1. Especially if you're in a pennant race and you've got a 28-man roster, and then you play a couple of extra inning games back to back, and suddenly you're short on pitching and you can't call anyone up because your AAA team's gone home for winter. That's a major problem. So they've got the AAA teams playing through September now, as here's one in for a strike. So it's 150 games stretched out to the end of September, and there are more off days, a weekly off day. This year the off day is Mondays. For the most part, almost every Monday is an off day. Not a foul bouncer by Kian Wong, still 2-2. So we've got 150 games, longest season since 1964. We're playing deep into September, and we're still waiting for the announcement on the playoffs, but if there are playoffs, the word is they'll be very short. Now the 2-2 is a called strike three, and down goes Kian Wong, and that closes out the top of the third. And Darren McCacken with his best inning of the season so far. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Red Ears up 2-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Forrest Wall in the top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Wall, Haggerty, and Padlow do up this inning. With Jansen Junk on the mound for Salt Lake. First pitch to Wall. And this is a breaking ball taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. So we talked about the longer schedule, 150 games this year. Postseason plans to be announced, but the ideas that are being floated around are really just a very brief postseason, maybe matching up the PCL and International League top teams in a neutral site or something for the weekend. We'll find out. The league hasn't changed. This year, the Pacific Coast League is the same as it was last year, 10 teams. The Red Ears are in the Western Division, 5 teams in the West. Same old guys the Red Ears have been battling with for a long time now. So now the 0-2 to Wall is struck well to left field. A liner back is Martinez, and he hauls it in while backpedaling towards the warning track. Forrest Wall hit a rope to left, but Martinez got it. One out. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Wall got good wood on that. A fastball above the belt. Just laced it to left, but hit it right to Orlando Martinez. So here's Haggerty. Flied out to right his first time up. He's 0-1. And there's a fastball up high. Ball one to Haggerty. So the Red Ears are in the West with the Reno, Sacramento, Las Vegas, and these guys, Salt Lake. The 1-0 pitch hit in the air to left. This is shallow. Coming in on it is Martinez, and he's under it. And he makes the catch for out number two. Two fly balls to the left fielder. Two down, and now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. The Eastern Division is 5 teams. Albuquerque, El Paso, Oklahoma City, Round Rock, and Sugar Land. And really the only changes from last year involve Sugar Land. Pitch to Padlow. Fastball catches the outside edge. There's strike one. Sugar Land was known as the Skeeters last year. They changed their name. They're now the Sugarland Space Cowboys. I did not make that up. That's true. So here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. They're the Houston Astros, AAA club, Astros, Astronauts, Space, Texas, Cowboys. The Sugarland Space Cowboys. Here's one down and away to Padlow. 1-2 is the count. Are the Space Cowboys coming here this year? The Rainiers don't play. They don't travel to every team in the East, and all the East teams don't come here. The Rainiers do travel to Sugar Land to see the Space Cowboys in June. I don't think you guys are going to get to see him in person here, though, this season. I stand corrected. Padlo drives one towards left center. This is well hit into the alleyway and on the run and making a catch in deep left center field is Magnuris Sierra for the final out of the inning. Padlo hit one up in the air, but Sierra ran it down in left center field. Three up, three down in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. I'll let you know when you can see the Space Cowboys in person right after these messages.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the fourth inning of play. Right here is up 2-0 on Salt Lake. Cleanup hitter Brendan Davis leads things off here in the fourth. He'll be followed by Dylan Thomas and Andrew Velasquez. Darren McCacken on the mound. He's allowed two singles so far, one of them a bunt single. His first pitch here is hit sharply on one hop to third, where it's flagged down by Padlo, who straightens up and throws to first for the out. And one pitch, one away in the top of the fourth inning. Davis pulled it pretty sharply on a bounce to Padlo, but Padlo was able to gather it in, turn it into an out. Nice play by the Red Ears third baseman on the sharply hit ball, the quick reflexes to grab that one. Dylan Thomas now the batter, former Rainier. He walked earlier for Salt Lake. So back to the conversation from before the break. Sugarland does come here, the Space Cowboys, and they come here soon on the next homestand. I don't know how I missed that, but I did. Yeah, they're here the next homestand, which includes our big throwback weekend that you're going to want to check out. So now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul in the batter's box. So 0-2 the count to Dylan Thomas. Throwback weekend is April 23rd and 24th, Saturday and Sunday. The giveaways look really cool. I like the pennant. There's a pennant giveaway on Sunday. So here's one outside to Dylan Thomas, 1-2. The Rainiers, red and white pennant, kind of an old school Rainiers logo look with a fish. You can see it on their website, TacomaRainiers.com. It's like the main feature is the promotional schedule. Click on that and they'll show you the item. Saturday is April 23rd. That's a hat giveaway, first 1,000 fans. And then Sunday is the pennant that I'm definitely going to grab one of and hang it in my booth because it looks cool. Still a ball and two strikes to Dylan Thomas. And this one's a high bouncing chopper to the second baseman, Mejia, who fields it and throws out Thomas at first base. Two away in the top of the fourth inning. And now Andrew Velazquez will be the hitter. Opening night of the PCL. Rainier's up 2-0 on Salt Lake in the fourth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one to Velazquez. Next pitch, swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. And McCacken's ahead in the count 0-2. He's rolling. He's retired seven in a row. He's ahead of Velazquez 0-2. And McCacken with the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Still no balls, two strikes. And McCacken is set. And the pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. On deck for the Bees is Orlando Martinez. The 1-2. Down and in. Velazquez able to lay off of that. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. McCacken gets him. And that wraps up the top of the fourth. Strikeout number five for Darren McCacken. He has retired eight in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Hey, Mandy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. Make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 9911 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 9911. Enjoy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here is up 2-0 here on opening night in the Pacific Coast League. Taylor Trammell will start things off. He'll be followed by Zach Green and Marcus Wilson. Trammell hit a long double his first time up, and he takes ball one from Jansen Junk. Trammell's double hit halfway up the giant wall at center field. That's something you won't see very often here. Now the next pitch to Trammell swung on and bounced through the left side and into left center. A base hit for Trammell. He's 2-for-2 today. Great start to the season for Taylor Trammell. Just had a little bouncer through the left side. They only had one infielder on that side, and Trammell easily found a hole with that grounder. That's going to bring to the plate now Zach Green. And the pitch to Green is a fastball outside. Green, right-hand hitter with power. 28 years old. He's from the Sacramento area. Now a toss to first. Trammell's back in with a dive. And he played for his hometown team, the Rivercats, in 2019. He'd always been in the Philly system. They drafted him out of high school in Sacramento, and he reached AAA with them and finally became a free agent after 2018. And the Giants signed him and sent him to Sacramento, and he went off that year. 1-0 pitch is fouled back. Green played in 72 games, 252 at-bats, hit 25 homers. That's a half season. He hit 25 homers in a half a season with 64 runs batted in. His batting average was a very solid 282. OBP of 380. Slugged over 650. And got his first big league call-up. The Giants called him up that year. He got in a few games. Runner goes. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Taylor Trammell steals second base, and the Rainiers are 3-for-3 stealing bases tonight. This was a closer play down at second base than the other two steals, but Trammell got in there ahead of the throw. Bees have bullpen activity again. Now it's Andrew Wantz who is warming up. One-two pitch coming to Green, and he hits one in the air towards shallow center. Racing in Sierra, he's there, and he makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. So Green flies out to center, one down. Trammell remains at second base, and now Marcus Wilson will be the bat. Wilson flied to center field his first time up. Good speed at second in Trammell. Wilson looks out towards the right-hander, Jansen Junk. And the pitch is fastball low, 1-0. Sunset approaching here in Tacoma. Not here just yet, but approaching. Got a mix of daylight and stadium lights working together right now here at Cheney. So the 1-0 is a fastball that this one catches the outside edge, 1-1. The wind has died down again. It's kind of been occasionally gusting out to center field and then dying down. Out on the pole out there, the flagpole, you've got the U.S. flag, of course, and right below it just hung today the Rainier's championship flag from last year. Here's a swing and a foul tip by Wilson, 1-2. So, yeah, championship flag hanging out in center field here at Cheney. Junk is set. 1-2 pitch outside, two balls, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. Interested to see what Wilson can do this year. He joined the Rainiers late last season. High draft pick of the Diamondbacks coming out of high school in 2014, and he was young coming out of high school. I think he was 17. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away, still 2-2. And Wilson's just 25 years old, and he's got some tools. And this could be a good league for hitters. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second with one out. And the pitch is a swing and a pop-up down the first baseline, foul, and out of play. I believe that's our first foul ball onto the grassy berm down the right field line of the 2022 season. That's foul ball territory out there. You might get one. You got to keep your head on a swivel, though. Sometimes they come in with some zip on them, that berm. 2-2. Fastball called, strike three, and Wilson knew it. He has struck out two away in the bottom of the fourth. Three strikeouts for Junk. He might be done as we've got a trip to the mound here. I think that's Lou, their manager, Lou Marzen. They've had Wance warming up in the pen, and they're going to make the call. That is Marzen, and he's pointed to the bullpen. So we've got a pitching change here, breaking the action with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the local product, Jansen Junk from Federal Way, pitching for Salt Lake, gets some cheers from his friends and family sitting around the dugout on the first base side. He allowed two runs in 3 2/3 innings. The Rainiers got him in the first, but then Junk settled in and started to put up some zeros. Well, two outs of the fourth, runner at second. Eric Mejia coming to the plate. We'll take a break for this pitching change and be back right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at cannonelectric.com for more information.
Right here's up 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Eric Mejia at the plate of the new Salt Lake Bees pitcher is right-hander Andrew Wance, who split time last year between the Major League Angels and AAA Salt Lake. And when he was in Salt Lake, he had a 1.78 ERA in a dozen games. Right-hander is ready. And here's his pitch to Mejia. And Mejia takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Mejia had an infield hit in the second inning, his first hit as a member of the Rainiers, a team he appeared in a couple of games for way back when, at the beginning of his pro career. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. He was with the Everett Aqua Sox when they were a short season team back in 2015. And he came in as an emergency fill-in and played in a couple of games for the Rainiers. Didn't get a hit, but I remember he fielded everything. as here's one inside for a ball. He was playing second base at that time, and he eventually got to traded by the Mariners when he was in advanced A ball. He got traded to the Dodgers, eventually moved on to the Royals, reached AAA Omaha, reached the big leagues with Kansas City in 19 and 20, and then this year signed back with the Mariners as original team as a minor league free agent. And Mejia takes up and away ball four, a four-pitch walk. And the Red Ears have two on with two out for Josh Morgan. Morgan flew out to left field in the second inning. And that was his first AAA at bat when he flied out in the second. So he's 0 for 1. This is his AAA debut. Rainier's new catcher who can also play infield positions. And the pitch to Morgan is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch coming from Wentz. And this is swung on and chopped slowly to third, hugging the line, and it goes foul. Foul ball. Picked up by the third baseman, Brendan Davis, after it rolled into foul territory. So it's just a strike, and it's an 0-2 count. Josh Morgan. Southern California. Morgan turned pro coming out of high school. He was a third round draft pick out of Orange Lutheran High School in 2014. Texas Rangers picked him. Yeah, fastball called, strike three, and Morgan goes down looking, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers do not score. They had a hit. They leave two stranded. We go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here's up 2-0 over the Salt Lake Bees. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, opening night of the Pacific Coast League for 2022. Cheney Stadium opening night. Just had our first appearance this year of the Epic Sax Gorilla. I'm sure he'll be back for future engagements this season. Now he's going to go off and go wherever the Epic Sax Gorilla goes when he's not doing his thing. Well, Darren McCacken with his first pitch of the fifth inning to Orlando Martinez, and it's fouled away. That's strike one. Martinez has one of the two hits against McCacken. It was a bunt single earlier in the second inning, and now he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. That looked like a change there. 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch coming. And it's a fastball up high, 1-2. The 1-2 delivery is swung on and popped up on the infield. And any one of a number of guys could get this one. It's going to be the second baseman, Mejia. He makes the catch. And one man is out in the fifth. That's 9 in a row set down by Darren McCacken. And now David McKinnon will be the batter for the Bees. This is the first of a six-game series between the Rainiers and the Bees. And this is also the first of 30 games these two teams are going to play against one another this year. This is the team the Rainiers are going to face the most this season. So here's a pop-up foul by McKinnon. Most of the games are in Salt Lake City, 18 of the 30, and they're divided up in four trips to Salt Lake City this year. The Rainiers are going to go to Salt Lake City four times. Here's a check swing bouncer right side. That's trouble. Mejia picks it up, scoops it with the glove to first, and it's not in time. McKinnon has the infield hit to end the string of 9 in a row. Retired by McCacken. This was an accident. A check swing, a little dribbler towards second. Mejia tried to pick it up with the glove and flip it to Green in one motion, and he did. He executed that, but McKinnon just barely beat it out. It's possible Green may have lifted his foot off the bag, but McKinnon's safe. So it's going to go in the books as an infield single. And now here's Magnuri Sierra. And he swings and fouls one back there, strike one. Sierra lined out to the second baseman his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Now here's one down and in for a ball. So one ball, one strike. Jansen Junk, the Salt Lake starter, is out. McCacken still rolling here. We have him unofficially at 67 pitches at the moment. 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. The line on Jansen Junk, the Salt Lake starter, he goes 3 2/3. Allowed 5 hits and 2 runs, both in the first inning. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out 3. And he threw 72 pitches, 48 strikes. 2-1 pitch fouled into the Bees' dugout. Counts even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Sierra. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced up the middle, deflected by McCacken. Goes to Mejia, who then flips it to the shortstop Haggerty for the force out at second base. Mejia with a little backhand flip to Haggerty. This ball was hit pretty sharply up the middle, went off McCacken's glove and deflected right to Mejia. who managed to get it over to Haggerty in time for the force out on McKinnon. 1-4-6 if you're keeping score, because it bounced off the pitcher, went to the second baseman, and then to the shortstop for the putout. So Sierra's at first. He can run. He has his lead. Two outs, and the pitch to Luis Renifo is laced foul on the first base side, out in front of an off-speed pitch. Strike one. McCacken has struck out Renifo twice in this game. Renifo spent a lot of time in the majors last year, and he was in quite a few Cactus League games this year for the Angels as he was battling for a roster spot. The Angels, like all the, most of the teams, they still are making cuts also. They had an infield battle that was down to, from what I understand, two players. This year's a move to first, and back in is Sierra. Going down to the wire with Rojas and Michael Stefanik, who finished second in the league in batting average last year. He's the Salt Lake Bees hitter that the Rainier's Jose Marmolejos beat out for the batting title on the last day of the season. So there's a foul from Renifo, still 0-2. Marmolejos went to Japan this year. He's playing for Rakuten Golden Eagles. In fact, two of the Rainier's big stars last year are in Japan now. Marmolejos and also Jansen Witte signed with the Cebu Lions. And we hope they have good years over there. McCacken's 0-2 to Renifo. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. Still 0-2. Marmolejos became the second Tacoma player ever to win the league MVP award last year and the second Tacoma player ever to win the league batting title last year. O2 pitch chopped to the right side and through into right center. That's a base hit. Sierra's headed to third, and he'll make it there as the throw comes in towards second base. It's a single for Renifo, and Salt Lake has runners at the quarters with two outs at the top of the fifth inning. This is a chopper, a high bouncer that just found a hole and bounded into right center. Renifo with his first hit of the season. So runners at first and third for Matt Theis, and suddenly this is a little bit of a dangerous spot for McCacken and the Rainiers. Rainiers lead 2-0. There are two outs in the inning, but Salt Lake has the tying runners on base, and Theis is a dangerous hitter, and he's in the batter's box. Another left-handed hitter. 1-for-2 today. And McCacken's pitch is a fastball down and in. These two have seen plenty of each other last year. Faced off numerous times. Yeah, the 1-0. No, a turn and a throw to first instead, and back in with a dive is Renifo. Rainiers are not shifting Theis. They have Sam Haggerty playing on the shortstop side of the second base bag, the natural side, although he's shaded up the middle, but not all the way over on the other side. Outfield straight away. Wind not blowing at the moment. 1-0 pitch. Down. Two balls, no strikes to Theis. Now the 2-0 coming. Check swing foul. There's strike one. No action in the Rainiers bullpen. McCacken over 75 pitches now. 2-1 pitch to Theis is swung on and bounced on a high hop back towards McCacken, who comes off the mound towards the plate to field it, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. He gets Theis and gets out of the jam in the top of the fifth inning. No runs, two hits, two left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Right here is with a 2-0 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. Darren McCacken working on a four-hit shutout through five. Ran into a little bit of trouble after there were two outs in the fifth, but escaped. So here's Joe Odom leading off the bottom of the fifth for the Raiders, and he takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count to Odom. The Raiders got their runs in the first inning on back-to-back two-out run-scoring hits by Taylor Trammell and Zach Green. So here's one outside to Odom. The Bees are into their bullpen. Their starter, Jansen Junk, hit his pitch count with two outs in the fourth. So here's a breaking ball for a strike to Odom. And so on the mound now is Andrew Wance, who got the final out of the fourth inning. And the righties pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Odom goes down swinging. One away in the fifth inning. It's the fifth strikeout for Bees pitchers tonight. Already two for Wance. And now Forrest Wall will bat for his third time as a member of the Red Ears. Wall had an infield single and scored in the first, lined out to left in the third, and now he thinks about bunting for a hit and ends up taking a strike. Oh, and one the count. And Wall pops one up foul and out of play. Wall, when he was drafted by the Rockies, originally he was a second baseman. He was a rare second baseman out of high school, drafted in the first round. That doesn't happen very often. Series went up and away. But he's so fast that 2 years into his pro career, the Rockies transitioned him to center field. And he could play center. Today he's in left for the Rainiers, but I'm sure he'll get games in center field this year. Here's a foul by Wall, still 1-2. Last year, the Rainiers really had almost interchangeable outfield spots, moving guys from center to right to left. And I suspect that'll be the case again this year. 1-2 pitch fouled back. All three of the Red Ears outfielders starting this game can play center. Trammell, who is in the lineup in center field tonight, Wall, and then also Marcus Wilson. He had some games in center field for the Rainiers last year. 1-2 to Wall is hit in the air towards left center. This is playable. Sierra's there, and he makes the catch. And two men are out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Sam Haggerty now the batter. He can also play center field. And today he's starting at shortstop. Haggerty can play anywhere. He's looking for his first hit of the game. Haggerty 0 for 2 tonight. Here's the pitch from Wentz, and it is an off-speed pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty is probably looking forward to the Red Ears' upcoming road trip, the first road trip of the year. So he swings and hits one in the air towards center. And this is going to be caught by the charging left fielder, Martinez, who reaches down to make the catch while racing into shallow left center field. And that does it for Haggerty, who played college ball at New Mexico. And that's where the Red Ears are going on the next trip to Albuquerque. Red Ears go in order. We go to the sixth. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the sixth inning. Right here's up 2-0 on the Salt Lake Bees. Darren McCacken on the mound. And he has kept Salt Lake off the scoreboard for the first five today. He's allowed four hits, all singles, two of them of the infield variety. He's working through the lineup for his third time. His pitch count is at 78 coming into this inning. Here's his pitch to Kian Wong, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wong's 0 for 2. He's bounced out and struck out. And the next pitch bunted, third base side. Good bunt picked up by Padlo. Throw to first is not in time. Wong with the bunt single. They have done that twice in this game now. The bunt up the third baseline. The first time was a bunt against the shift. This time, the Red Ears weren't shifting. Padlo was on that ball quickly, but Wong legged it out. So he's on to get things started, and just the second time the leadoff man has reached base against McCacken in an inning. Now Brendan Davis will hit their cleanup man. 0 for 1 with a walk today. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. Davis led the Angels farm system in homers last year. He had 30 homers and made the move from A-ball to Double-A to Triple-A all in one season. He had a big year. McCacken's pitch to Davis is outside for a ball, 1-1. He had never hit more than 11 homers in a season prior to 2021, and then he just went off. Now a toss to first and back in is Wong. The other B's big home run hitter, who you might remember from last year, Jake Gatewood, who hit 28 home runs for Salt Lake last year, including several against the Rainiers. I heard he's out with an injury. I heard he strained an oblique in spring training, so he is not available during this series for Salt Lake. Fastball in for a strike to Davis, 1-2. McCacken has struck out 5. He's ahead in the count here, a ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow right center. Racing in Wilson, sliding, backhand attempt, can't come up with it. It drops, and that's going to be a base hit for Davis as Wong takes second base. And Salt Lake has 2 on with no one out, and they haven't hit a ball hard here. It's been a bunt single and a shallow fly that fell in. And now Dylan Thomas, the former Rainier from just a year ago, hits for Salt Lake. He's not the only ex-Rainier on the from last year's championship team on the Bees. They also have reliever Zach Weiss, who was a big part of the Rainier's bullpen last season. He's with the Bees. Right here's with some action in the bullpen for the first time this season. So here's a fastball in for a strike to Thomas. It's a lefty, and I believe that is Kyle Bird. Yes, it is. On 1 to Thomas. McCacken checks the runner at second, and his pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch swung on and blooped into left. Here comes Wall, and he makes the catch as he moves towards the foul line, and there's the first out of the inning. So Thomas flies out to the left fielder, one away in the top of the sixth inning. Now Andrew Velazquez will bat. McCacken has struck him out twice. He doesn't want a strikeout here. What he really would love is a double play grounder. McCacken to the plate. And there's one up and away for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers lead 2-0. One out, top of the sixth. Salt Lake has the tying runners on base. Now the 1-0 is popped up, foul, and into the seats. One and one. Game two of the season tomorrow night, 6.05 p.m. Rainiers are going to start Ian McKinney against Salt Lake left-hander Ryan Smith. So here's one up and away for a ball, 2-1. We'll do our pregame show tomorrow starting at 5:50 for the audio stream. Every game's available on a free audio stream at weartacoma.com/broadcast. So here's one in for a called strike to Velazquez. 2-2 now. We are going to bring back pregame interviews this year. We mostly didn't do them last year due to COVID, and we eventually started doing some manager shows late in the season last year, but we're going to bring back interviews on a more regular basis this year for the pregame show, so tune in early if you want to hear from Rainier's players and coaches and people around the league all season long. Wong at second and Davis at first. One out. Two balls, two strikes to Velazquez. The pitch swung on, bounced towards second. Mejia goes to Haggerty for one, and that's all they'll get. The throw was in the dirt. Haggerty had to scoop it out and had no chance to make a relay throw to try for two. So they get the one out at second base. Davis forced out there. Mejia to Haggerty. The lead runner, Wong, is now at third. And Velazquez, the batter, is at first base, reaching on a fielder's choice. Runners at the quarters with two outs for Orlando Martinez. And Rainier's rookie manager, Tim Fedorovich, has a honest-to-goodness decision right here. He has a lefty ready in the bullpen. He could go to a left-versus-left matchup, but no, he's going to stick with his starter, McCacken, to see if he could finish the inning. And the pitch. And misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to Martinez. Martinez has a bunt single back in the second, and he popped up to Mejia on the infield in the fifth inning. And the 1-0 pitch is on its way, and it is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. So ball and a strike to Martinez. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Fastball from McCacken, who's thrown so many sliders and changes in this game, and he just used the fastball there to get ahead. A ball and two strikes to Orlando Martinez. And now the pitch is a swing and a little roller to third. Slowly hit. It's trouble. Padlo picks it up. He has no play anywhere. Another infield hit. Scoring from third is Wong. Salt Lake's on the board. It's 2-1 on an infield RBI single off the bat of Orlando Martinez. Martinez took a full swing at this and hit a ball similar to his bunt earlier. And he legs it out for an infield hit. Padlo fielded it, but by the time he picked up the ball, there's nowhere he could throw it. And Tim Fedorovich is going to make his first career pitching change. He makes the call to the bullpen. And that'll do it for McCacken, who was real strong here on opening night. 5 2/3 innings. Did not get hit hard at all. In fact, he allowed 6 hits. 3 of them didn't leave the infield. And all of them were singles. Outstanding outing for McCacken. He leaves with the lead. We've got a pitching change. Salt Lake is threatening. They have runners at first and second with two outs. David McKinnon coming up. Our score, Tecoba 2, Salt Lake 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're in the top of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tecoma. Tecoma leading Salt Lake by a score of 2-1. The Bees are threatening. They have runners at first and second with two outs. Their new first baseman, David McKinnon, coming to the plate. The Red Ears have gone to the bullpen, bringing in left-hander Kyle Bird. And Bird making his Red Ears debut today. And this is his first game in the United States since 2019. He played in Japan last year for Hiroshima Carp. Got into 42 games in the Japanese major leagues last year. Also a reliever. He's been almost exclusively a reliever throughout his career. The lefty is set, and his pitch to McKinnon is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Andrew Velazquez, the runner at second for Salt Lake. He's the tying run. And Orlando Martinez is at first base with two outs. Bird's the left-hand pitcher brought in to face the righty McKinnon. He checks the runner at second. And the 1-0 is outside and speared nicely by Josh Morgan. Two balls, no strikes. Bird's 28 years old. He's new to the Mariners organization. Grew up in Florida, Green Cove Springs. Clay High School there, and then played at Florida State for a couple of years, and then transferred to a Division II school, Flagler College. It's located in Florida. 2-0 pitch down low for a ball. And then he was drafted out of Flagler College by Tampa in 2014, a 35th round draft pick. He wears uniform number 35. And he reached the majors with Texas in 2019, a 35th round draft pick who reached the big leagues. 3-0 pitch is poured in there for a strike. It's 3-1. So three balls, one strike to McKinnon. And the pitch is low, ball 4, and that's going to load him up. Velazquez takes third. Martinez down to second. McKinnon aboard at first. Bases are loaded with two outs for Magnuris Sierra. And now at least Bird does have the left versus left platoon advantage here. See if Bird can get out of this inning with a lead intact. Sierra's 0 for 2 in this game. Another speedy runner. And the pitch is a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball, but this one's inside a little bit. 1-1 to Sierra. Bird, drafted by Tampa, was traded to the Rangers when he was in the minor leagues. Traded in a three-team deal that involved a former Rainier, Emilio Pagan, among several other players. So now here's a check swing strike on a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. And Bird made the Rangers Major League opening day roster in 2019, which had to have been a thrill, his first time to the majors. Made the cut on opening day. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and a little half swing roller. More trouble here. It's fielded by Mejia. He has no play. Scoring is Velazquez. Martinez takes third. McKinnon at second. Another infield single. The third one of this inning. And we are tied up 2-2. Three infield singles this inning. Two RBI infield singles. Wow. The Rainiers are getting a little unfortunate here in the top of the sixth. Making good pitches, getting soft contact, and having it not result in outs. Here's Luis Renifo, the eighth batter of the inning for Salt Lake, and he takes a strike. Renifo, switch hitter, batting right-handed for his first time today. Well, both these runs charged to McCacken, and he is responsible for one more runner, the man at third, Martinez. Bird's pitch is hit foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 pitch coming to Renifo, and it is swung on and popped up foul, first base side. Green in pursuit, near the railing, can't get it. It's on the other side, out of play. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Well, elsewhere in the PCL, there was a walk-off homer in Oklahoma City. The Dodgers beat Albuquerque 3-2 on a game-ending homer off the bat of Jason Martin, who's with Oklahoma City this year. Still 0-2 to Renifo. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And the pitch swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. Rainiers scored twice in the first inning, taking the early lead, held a 2-0 lead until now. Salt Lake has tied the game with a ferocious attack of infield singles. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Bird to Renifo. And it is outside, 1-2 now. So, 1-2. Martinez, the runner at third, McKinnon at second, and Sierra at first. And the pitch just outside with a fastball. 91 on the gun from the lefty, just off the plate. Fans groan. Even count now, 2-2. Now the 2-2, up and away, ball three. And now it's trouble, a full count, nowhere to put him. So three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Bird comes set. Here's his pitch to Renifo, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him, and that closes out the inning. But Salt Lake ties it up with two runs on four hits, three of them infield singles. No errors, three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 2.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, brand new ball game as we move to the bottom of the sixth, tied up 2-2. And a new pitcher into the game. It's Jonathan Arro, who pitched for the Red Ears several years ago and pitched well here in 2016 and 2017. Also had a brief call up to the Mariners and pitched in one game for Seattle. Arro with his first pitch to Padlow, and it's down low, ball one. Arro in relief of Andrew Wantz, who went an inning and a third. No hits or runs allowed, walked one, struck out two. Arro now hits Padlow. The pitch hit him, and Padlow is going to be awarded first base, and he seems to be in some pain. That one got him kind of awkwardly, it looked like. We'll see the replay here. Ran in, right on the left hand or wrist area. So Padlow is on, and that stinks. But he's going to run for himself. And he jogs down to first base. Get another look on MILB TV. Yep. Left arm down near the wrist, base of the hand area. Well, the Red Ears have a man on the painful way, and now Taylor Trammell will bat in this tie game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Arro is set, A-R-O, with his pitch, and it is up and away for a ball. Where has he been the last few years? Last year he pitched in the Mexican League. He played for the Guadalajara Mariachis. Yeah, the 1-0 is up high for a ball two. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1 to Trammell, who was in a fastball count there. Swung through it. 2-1. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Trammell hit that double off the giant wall in center field back in the first inning. That's the Rainiers' highlight of this game thus far. And he singled in the fourth. The ground ball base hit. His time's called for a moment. Well, the sun is completely down now, and we have black skies overhead. 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Padlo with his lead, no one out. He does not go. The pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And Trammell has made it out for the first time this season. One away in the bottom of the sixth, and that'll bring Zach Green to the plate. Pitch to Green is waved at and missed their strike one. Green had an RBI single in the first and flied out in the fourth. He's one for two. Oh, one pitch coming. And this one's driven towards right center field. Well struck. Back is Sierra. Reaches out and can't get it. And it hits the wall and bounces away. And coming around third is Padlo. He's racing home. The relay to the plate is cut off. And in at second base with a double is Padlo, or Green. Padlo has scored the go-ahead run. Rainiers lead it 3-2. Zach Green just crushed this pitch to the right of center field. As Sierra thought he might have had a read on it, but the ball carried on him and went over his head. And Padlo scored all the way from first base. Zach Green with the RBI double, and Tacoma is back out in front by a score of 3-2. And that's that power we were talking about earlier with Zach Green. He has hit for power at the AAA level with two previous teams, Sacramento and Nashville. Yeah, he struck that ball very well to give the Rainiers the lead once again. Here's Marcus Wilson, and he fouls one off, strike one. Good to see the Rainiers respond right after they lost the lead, and Salt Lake tied it up at the top of this inning. The Rainiers regain the lead in the bottom of the sixth. Green's driven in two of the Rainiers' three runs tonight. 0-1 pitch, check swing, and he went. That's a strike. 0-2 the count to Marcus Wilson. Oh, 0-2 pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-2. Wilson, one of the nine players on this opening night roster who was a part of the championship squad last year. He looks out towards Jonathan Arrow. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a little fly to right. And this is playable for Thomas, who didn't have to move much, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Wilson flies to right, two down. Green had to hold at second base. And now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Fans, next time you're at Cheney Stadium, make sure you drop by the Red Ears team store on the main concourse here. I was in there yesterday, and it is stuffed full of new gear. Here's Mejia now. Right, here's with a 3-2 lead, runner at second, two outs. And the pitch from Arro is bounced up the middle, but playing there is Velazquez, the shortstop. He fields it and throws out Mejia, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth. But the Red Ears regain the lead. They get a run on one hit, runner left on, and we head to the seventh, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the seventh inning of play. The Red Ears with a 3-2 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. And the Red Ears have gone to the bullpen and brought in a new pitcher, Matt Cook. Veteran right-hander, 31 years old. And Cook takes over here for his Tacoma Red Ears debut. He knows this park. He knows this league. He's a former Reno Aces pitcher. He was a starter when he was coming up through the Diamondback system, so he's always a starter for Reno in 2017, 2018, 2019, and he also started games in the majors for the Arizona Diamondbacks those years. But in recent years, he's gone to the bullpen, including a year in Japan in 2020, and then last year in the International League with Columbus, and the Mariners signed him on a minor league deal this year, and Cook's ready to go. Here's his pitch to Matt Theis. And it's on its way, and there's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Matt Cook. And you might look at the back of his jersey and say, hey, that doesn't say Cook. It's K-O-C-H, but his family pronounces it not Koch, Cook. Here's a foul off the foot of Theis. And he's going to need a moment to walk that off. There used to be a reliever, you may remember. He was one of the original 100-mile-per-hour guys, Billy Koch. Spelled the same way, K-O-C-H, but he was Koch. This is Cook. The Cooks are from Iowa. He's from Cherokee, Iowa. His father was his coach in high school, Washington High School in Cherokee, Iowa. 0-2 pitch, fastball called, strike three, and down goes Theis. 94 on the gun, one away in the top of the seventh inning. Cook takes care of Theis, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. But pretty cool story from high school. When he was a sophomore and his dad was the coach of the baseball team, they won the state championship in Iowa. And Cook was the winning pitcher as a sophomore in the championship game. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Kian Wong. Now the next pitch. And that's over for a strike. 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch coming to Wong. And there's the breaking ball for a called strike three. And Wong goes down on three pitches. Back-to-back strikeouts for Matt Cook. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Davis is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Cook, 6'3" righty. With a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Seven pitches, seven strikes. 0-1 pitch to Davis. Swing and a foul. Eight pitches, eight strikes. He struck out Theis looking. He struck out Wong looking. Both of those were three-pitch strikeouts. And he's ahead of Davis, 0-2. He's trying to get the nine-pitch, three-strikeout inning here. The 0-2 to Brendan Davis. Called strike three. He did it. The immaculate inning. Nine pitches, three strikeouts. That does it for Salt Lake in the top of the seventh inning. All three strikeouts called strike threes. We go to the stretch. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 2.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The seventh inning stretch here in Tacoma. Rainier's up 3-2. We just saw an immaculate inning. That's a really rare feat in baseball. A nine-pitch, three-strikeout inning. Matt Cook retiring the side with the immaculate inning in the top of the seventh. Here's Josh Morgan leading off the bottom of the inning and facing Jonathan Haro, and he takes ball one. The Rainiers had an immaculate inning late last year. Morgan gets into one. He blasts it deep to left field, way back and gone. First homer at the AAA level for new Rainier Josh Morgan. A towering drive to left field. A homer in his AAA debut on opening day. Rainiers lead 4-2. That ball was torched. Just a fastball down the middle, and Morgan said thank you. Now a broken bat, grounder to third. Ball's picked up by Davis, and he throws out Joe Odom. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh. So the first home run of the season for the Red Ears goes to new catcher Josh Morgan. And then on the very next pitch, Joe Odom gets sawed off and grounds out to third. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. So, yeah, the Rainiers had an immaculate inning late last season. Penn Murphy did it, also against the Bees, on August 31st of last year. Here's a strike to Wall. 0-1 the count. Now, next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Wall. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wall. And that's the second out of the inning, and Haro has his second strikeout. Sam Haggerty's flied out all three times tonight, 0-3. And the pitch is up high. Want to know the count. Next delivery misses. 2-0. Now a swing and a grounder, sharply hit and gobbled up by the second baseman, Renifo. And he throws out Haggerty at first, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh. But the Red Ears add to their lead on the solo job from Josh Morgan. Deep homer to left field. We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
On we go to the eighth inning. Red Ears 4, Salt Lake Bees 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Penn Murphy, who we were just talking about in the immaculate inning discussion. He is in the game now. So Matt Cook had, for a relief pitcher, it's hard to beat it in terms of a debut for your new team. One inning, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts. All of them looking. The immaculate inning. The first one thrown by a Red Ears pitcher since Penn Murphy did it last year. And now Murphy is in. Murphy to face Dylan Thomas, Andrew Velasquez, and Orlando Martinez. So Thomas, in his first game against the Rainiers, as he's now with Salt Lake, he's 0 for 2 with a walk. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0 to Thomas. So Murphy joined the Rainiers kind of late in the season or later in the season last year. Just 16 games for Tacoma. Made the move from starter to reliever during his time with Tacoma as he misses down and in to Thomas. And this year he breaks camp with the Rainiers as a full-time reliever. And he has a really good slider, which is what the Mariners scouts and analytics people like. They think he's got a chance to pitch in the majors with that slider. And we'll be watching him closely this year. Here's his 2-0 to Thomas, and it's down and in for a ball, 3-0. So Murphy's falling behind here, 3-0. pitch is a fastball for a strike. 3-1 now. Reminder, we'll be doing this again tomorrow at 6:05, and for most of the days for the next 6 months, we'll have Red Ears baseball. So nice to be back and in season again, and really what we think will be our first normal season since 2019, as there's one outside, ball 4 to Thomas. Leadoff man on, and immediately Salt Lake gets the tying run to the plate. Casey joined us late. The Red Ears jumped out early, 2-0 in the first inning, when Taylor Trammell hit a 2-out double off the wall in center, very rare. And then Zach Green singled him in to make it 2-0. And then the Red Ears held a 2-0 lead into the sixth. Darren McCacken was outstanding tonight in his first AAA opening day start. Sears one inside to Velasquez. And McCacken ended up getting charged with 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings, but it's because they got him with infield singles in the sixth. He got unlucky in the sixth inning. McCacken ended up going 5 2/3, allowed 6 hits, 3 of which were infield singles. No, 4. 4 of them were infield singles. He allowed 2 runs, walked 2, struck out 5. He threw 96 pitches, which is quite a load for opening day in AAA. You don't see that too often. Usually the pitch counts are a little shorter, but McCacken was ready to go. 1-0 now to Velasquez as Murphy throws, and there's a swing and a miss at that slider. 1-1. Rainiers regained the lead in the bottom of the sixth when Zach Green drove a double to right center that scored Kevin Padlow from first base. And then after Cook's immaculate inning in the top of the seventh, Josh Morgan hit a deep solo homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, his first AAA home run. And that gave the Rainiers a 4-2 lead, and that's where we are now in the eighth. But Salt Lake just got a leadoff walk from Thomas. And there's no one out, and Andrew Velazquez is at the plate. Yeah, the 1-1, swing and a foul by Velazquez, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Murphy's ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Velazquez. Got him swinging. And there's the first out at the top of the eighth. Now that is the 10th strikeout for Tacoma pitchers tonight. And that's that Penn Murphy slider. Just wicked movement on that thing. Now Orlando Martinez will bat. He's 2-for-3. He's been a big part of the B's infield single attack tonight. He has a bunt single and a swinging infield single and an RBI. And the pitch is over for a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 to Martinez. Called a strike, a fastball on the outside edge, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And Murphy's pitch. Called strike three, right on the outside edge at the knees. Martinez didn't care for the call, but he has been rung up. Lots of movement on that ball from Murphy. Two down. The last six outs recorded by Tacoma pitchers have been strikeouts. Kyle Bird for the final out of the sixth. Cook for all three outs in the seventh. And now Murphy for the first two outs in the eighth. Salt Lake does have the tying run at the plate. David McKinnon, the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with an infield single and a walk. Murphy's pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Murphy. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0. Outside, ball three, and Murphy's behind in the count here, 3-0. Magnuri Sierra is on deck. Well, here comes the 3-0. Outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk, and the Bees now have the tying runners on with two outs. And here comes Sierra. Murphy, we talked about it a bit last year, but he's kind of he's older for a pitcher who doesn't have a lot of AAA experience. He's 27, going to be 28 here in a couple weeks. Well, May 2nd, a month from now. But he doesn't have as much pitching experience as you might think because he played his first couple of seasons of college ball at Vanderbilt as an infielder and didn't really pitch seriously until he transferred to Santa Clara University his senior year. And then the Mariners drafted him out of Santa Clara in 2018. Sierra, 1-for-3 with an infield single and an RBI. And the pitch is fastball inside, 1-0. Well, no one has hit anything this inning. There have been two walks and two strikeouts. Want to know the count to Sierra. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is over for a strike. 1-2. Murphy gets ahead now. Reiner's trying to preserve this two-run lead in the top of the eighth. Here comes the 1-2. And the pitch, swinging a foul back. Still 1-2. Reiner's with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the lineup coming up at the bottom of this inning. Here's Murphy with a 1-2 on its way to Sierra. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball. Down goes Sierra, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left. We go to the bottom of the eighth, Salt Lake and Tacoma. Raiders leading 4-2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're we're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rainiers lead 4-2. Opening night of the Pacific Coast League, and got a full season of entertainment for you out here at Cheney Stadium. Coming all summer long and even into the early fall. And we've got our first Friday night fireworks of the season coming up, well, this Friday, April 8th. A couple nights from now, three nights from now. Friday night fireworks this Friday brought to you by UniFirst. Tickets available at TacomaRainiers.com or at the Rainiers box office, which is now open normal business hours because we're in the season. So you can always stop by if you're in the area. Stop by and pick up your tickets at the window. All right, here we go. Bottom of the eighth, Kevin Padlow leading things off. First pitch is in for a strike. Right here's up 4-2. And an old friend on the hill for Salt Lake, right-hander Zach Weiss. In for the Bees, a key member of the Rainiers bullpen last year, the championship season, and throws a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2 the count to Padlow. Weiss was a free agent after the season, and he signed with the Angels, got the Major League spring training invite, and ended up being assigned to Salt Lake. 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Weiss, you might remember, was part of the Israeli national baseball team that made it to the Olympics last year, and Weiss took a break. The Mariners told him to go pitch for the Olympic team, which he did in the Tokyo Games. So now the 0-2 pitch to Padlow is coming. And there's a fastball up and in. So 1-2 to Padlow. The Rainiers' new pitching coach was Weiss's teammate for Team Israel in the Olympics, Alon Lechman. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball called strike three. Weiss gets Padlow, and there's the first out of the bottom of the eighth. Yeah, last year, Lechman's not that far removed from his playing career, the Rainiers' new pitching coach. He was the pitching coach for the Mariners' double-A team last year in Arkansas. But Lechman always pitches for Team Israel in big international competitions, and you know, they made the Olympics. And the Mariners gave him a three-week break midsummer to go participate in the Olympics and have a life experience like that, as here's one up high to Trammell. Want to know the count to Taylor Trammell, 2-for-3, long double. RBI and a run scored. He swings and pops one up now on the infield. And this is going to be the first baseman, McKinnon, who makes the catch. And that's the second out. So Trammell pops up, two down. Zach Green, the batter. Looking ahead to the ninth as the Rainiers hold this two-run lead. There's no one up in the Rainiers bullpen. So Penn Murphy, who pitched the eighth, is at least going to start the ninth on the mound. Salt Lake has the top of its lineup coming up. Renifo, Theis, and Wong. Pitch to Zach Green is fouled away. Strike one. Green having a nice Tacoma Rainiers debut, 2-for-3 with an RBI single and the go-ahead RBI double in the sixth. And the 0-1 is breaking ball outside. 1-1 the count. Hey. 1-1 pitch to Green. And this is in the dirt. 2-1. Now Weiss with a 2-1 pitch to Zach Green. And it's in the dirt, ball three. Weiss, the former Rainier from last year, comes with his own fan club. His family are avid viewers and enjoy watching him pitch. We're going to miss them with the Rainiers this year. 3-1 pitch, fouled back, full count, 3-2. Marcus Wilson on deck for the Rainiers, full count to Green. And the pitch is fouled back. Still 3-2. Another full count pitch to Green. Swung on and fouled back again. That time a breaking ball from Weiss, and Green had to kind of adjust to get a piece of it and stay alive. The 3-2 again. Low ball four, and Green earned that walk. He will head down to first base with a two-out walk. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. That was either 8 or 9 pitches on that walk. Wilson's looking for his first hit of the game and consequently the season. 0 for 3. He's flat out twice and struck out once. And the pitch is in the dirt outside. Wilson flinched at it but didn't swing. So ball one. Elsewhere in the Pacific Coast League, the Reno Aces game has been delayed because there's a snake on the field. Here's a toss to first, and Green's back, and I'm glad we're not there for that. Actually, that game's in Vegas, so it's in Las Vegas, which means it's in the desert. It could be a rattlesnake. Yeah, ugh. 1-0 pitch in for a strike to Wilson. Now the 1-0, or the 1-1, pardon me, swing and a miss. Late break for second, and the throw down is... skips past the second baseman and goes into the outfield, and a delayed steal for Zach Green. The Rainiers have really been taking bases almost at will tonight. 4 for 4 stealing bases. Which is kind of funny, because when I look at the lineups, I look at Salt Lake as being a team that has good speed, although they're now calling that one a pass ball, not a stolen base. So they ruled a pass ball on Theis. But still, when I look at the lineups, Salt Lake looks like they have a lot of team speed, and they're probably going to steal a lot of bases this year. Now a swing and a foul back by Wilson. The Rainiers did get thrown out trying to steal one time too. Mejia was thrown out trying to steal third back in the second inning. So they're 3 for 4 stealing bases tonight. So that's a lot of attempts on opening night. Now the pitch is in the dirt. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. Rainiers lead 4-2. They've got Zach Green at second base. An even count on Marcus Wilson. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and the Rainiers do not tack on in the eighth. No runs, hits, or errors, one left. We go to the ninth. Rainiers trying to get a W in the season opener. It's Tacoma 4, Salt Lake 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers trying to start off the season with a victory. They lead 4-2. Penn Murphy pitched a scoreless eighth inning, although it wasn't without incident. He did issue a couple of walks during that inning. And he also struck out 3 hitters. And he is going to try to put another zero up there in the ninth and close this one out for the Rainiers. He'll face the top of the order. Salt Lake has their AAA veterans coming up here. Luis Renifo, Matt Theis, and Kian Wong. Renifo stands in 1 for 4 with a single, and the first pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. So that's ball one. They appealed down to the third base umpire, and Jonathan Barrieta, the third base umpire, said no swing. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a strike, 1-1. Interesting note, or change, really, on the umpiring situation this year. The umpires are no longer contained within one league. They are contained within one level, if that makes sense. So now the 1-1. Bounced foul, first base side. So the umpiring crew, they are not Pacific Coast League umpires. They are AAA umpires. They will work games in both AAA leagues, the Pacific Coast League and the International League. And that's better because there will be more variety among the umpiring crews. Last year, we had 5 umpiring crews that worked the whole season, and you kept seeing the same crews over and over again. That won't be happening this year because there's going to be sharing with the other league. Here's a swing and a foul on a ball running in on the hands of Renifo. 1-2 is the count. Also, we are on schedule to get the robot umpires in mid-May. They're saying right now May 17th will be the start, really the deployment of the automated ball strike system, the ABS, the robo umpire. More on that later, but it's coming. The robot overlords will be here eventually. Here's one down and away to Renifo. Two balls, two strikes. It'll be a computer system to determine balls and strikes. The stadiums, the 10 stadiums in the league, have been outfitted with the equipment. Two-two pitch. Called strike three, the slider on the outside edge, and Renifo goes down looking. One out at the top of the ninth inning. Now Theis will bat. He's 1-for-4, singled back in the first inning. And the pitch swung on and sliced foul into the seats on the third base side. There's strike one to Theis. Oh, one pitch sliced foul into the seats down the third baseline, down to the party decks. Our attendance tonight, 4,368, which I think we're pleased with considering the chill. That's a very underrated descriptor. It's cold. Supposed to warm up these next 2 days. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Theis. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two down in the ninth. Salt Lake has not put a ball in play since the sixth inning when they had their barrage of infield singles. The last nine outs recorded by Tacoma pitchers have come via the strikeout. There have been 14 strikeouts recorded by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Here's the pitch to Wong. Down and in, ball one. Two outs in the ninth. Right here is leading 4-2 here on opening night in the Pacific Coast League. The defending league champions trying to close out an opening night victory. Murphy's ready. And the 1-0. Outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Murphy behind in the count. He walked two last inning. Obviously, he doesn't want to do that again. A walk brings the tying run to the plate. You just don't want to see that. As here's a swing and a foul by Wong. Especially since Salt Lake's got their cleanup hitter, Brendan Davis, who launched 30 homers last year in the on-deck circle. Two balls, one strike to Kian Wong. Wong had a bunt single in the sixth inning, and Padlo, the third baseman, is playing kind of deep and shifted way off the line. It's there for Wong if he wants to go for it. 2-1 pitch, down and in, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Now Murphy with the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and hit sharply to second. Flag down by Mejia. He throws to first, and that's the ball game. Wong grounds out to second, and the Rainiers win on opening night. 4-2 is our final score. A very well-pitched game from Darren McCacken, Kyle Bird, Matt Cook, and Penn Murphy. The Rainiers get the win with some big hits from Taylor Trammell, Zach Green, and Josh Morgan. We'll recap today's game, have a look at the league scoreboard, all that and more in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
It's the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show. The Rainiers winners tonight. 4-2, the final score, as Tacoma wins on opening night in the Pacific Coast League. And This was a well-pitched game that had two real rarities in it, things you just don't see that often. And it began in the first inning when the Rainiers, Darren McCacken pitched a scoreless top of the first. You see that often. But then in the bottom of the first, after Forrest Wall had reached on an infield single and stolen second, he was at second with two outs, and Taylor Trammell made a run at the giant wall in center field. He blasted a long ball to straightaway center field, and it hit halfway up the giant wall in center, 425 feet from home plate. It ended up going for an RBI double, and the Rainiers had the 1-0 lead. And then moments later, Trammell scored from second base, as our fireworks have begun. And he scored from second base on an RBI single by Zach Green, a new member of the Rainiers this year, who had a big first game for Tacoma. So two runs in the top or the bottom of the first for the Rainiers. And for a while, it looked like the Rainiers might just win the game 2-0, because that was still the score in the sixth inning. Darren McCacken just had a tremendous start. Issued two walks early, which is unlike him, but he recovered from that quickly and just rolled through the second, third, fourth, innings. In the fifth, there were two singles, but he got out of that. He was working on a four-hitter through five innings, with half of those hits being infield singles. And then in the sixth inning, Salt Lake continued with the barrage of infield hits. Keon Wong led off with a bunt single. Brendan Davis then hit a blooper that fell in shallow right center field for a base hit. Runners were at first and second. McCacken got the next two hitters out. Runners were at first and third. His pitch count was over 90. They left him in to face Orlando Martinez, see if he could close out the inning. And Martinez, with runners at the corners, reached on yet another infield single, a little roller up the third baseline that he beat out, and it brought in a run, making it 2-1. And that ended McCacken's game. He left. Kyle Bird, in his Rainiers debut, came in from the bullpen, walked David McKinnon to load the bases, and then he allowed an infield single to Magnaris Sierra. A little bounder, weakly hit towards second, that Sierra legged out because he's a speedster. And that infield hit brought in the tying run. Two runs scored in the inning on four singles, three of them infield singles and the other one a blooper that fell in. It was just the inning of bad luck for the Rainiers. It ended up not mattering because the Rainiers regained the lead immediately in the bottom of the sixth inning against Salt Lake reliever Jonathan Aro, who once pitched for the Rainiers. Kevin Padlow led off the inning, was hit by a pitch, and then with one out, Zach Green ripped a long double to right center field, and Padlow scored all the way from first base, and the Rainiers were back out in front 3-2. We went to the seventh, and our second rare feat occurred when reliever Matt Cook came in from the bullpen, veteran right-hander, first game ever as a member of the Rainiers, although he pitched against the Rainiers a number of times over the years. He pitched an immaculate inning. That's when you strike out the side on nine pitches. And he got them all looking. He struck out Matt Theis on three pitches looking, got Kian Wong on three pitches, and got Brendan Davis on three pitches. An immaculate inning in the top of the seventh for Matt Cook. In the bottom of the seventh, the Rainiers tacked on an insurance run when Josh Morgan, the Rainiers catcher, making his AAA debut, blasted a homer to left field, a real high drive, a Titanic shot that went over the R yard and off the property, and that gave the Rainiers a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Josh Morgan, Rainiers' new catcher, blasting a homer in his AAA debut. And then Penn Murphy came in, pitched a scoreless eighth, working around two walks, three up, three down in the ninth, and the Rainiers got the win, 4-2, the final. Here are the final totals for Tacoma: four runs, seven hits, no errors. They left five on base. Salt Lake, two runs, eight hits, no errors, left 10 on base. Winning pitcher is Kyle Bird. The save to Murphy, his first. Aro the loss, he's 0-1. Attendance today, 4,368. Time of the ball game was 3 hours and 5 minutes. Game 2 of the season is tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. Ian McKinney draws the start for the Rainiers against Ryan Smith for Salt Lake, and we'll have our pregame show starting at 5:50 tomorrow. Rainiers win 4-2. Stick around. We'll be back with more on the postgame show right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The Rainiers postgame show continues. Tacoma winning on opening night, 4-2 is our final score. Normally at this time we do a Major League Baseball scoreboard, but for the first time ever, well, as long as I've been around anyway, the Rainiers season started before the Major League season, all because of the lockout that kind of lingered on there for a while. But the Mariners and the Majors start on Thursday, so yeah, no Major League scoreboard for you. And I'm not doing a Cactus League scoreboard because it's hard to care when the games don't count. Let's do the PCL scoreboard, though. There are some finals in already. First off, El Paso, who you may recall was not very good last year. That might be different. They just blasted Round Rock on the road today at Round Rock. 13-1. Ugly. That's the Round Rock home opener. How would you feel about that? You're a fan. You love your team. You go out to the home opener. It's opening day. Yeah. And then you lose 13-1. That's what happened to Round Rock today. El Paso just crushed them. Oklahoma City hit the walk-off homer. We talked about that during the game. They beat Albuquerque 3-2 in Bricktown, as it was Jason Martin for the Dodgers who hit the walk-off home run for Oklahoma City. So Oklahoma City 3, Albuquerque 2. Our fireworks show just ended here. And then two games still going. A tight one in Sacramento. Rivercats lead Sugarland 6-5. They're in the top of the ninth inning. Rivercats trying to close it out. And Vegas and Reno are a close one also. That game's tied 2-2 going to the seventh inning in Vegas. And we saw on Twitter that there was a delay in that game due to a snake being on the field in Las Vegas. So that happened. All right, that's your PCL scoreboard for today. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. It's just great to have the season started and be back with you, and we're going to be doing it pretty much every night except for Mondays for the next 6 months. Tomorrow's game is at 6:05. Ian McKinney will be on the mound for the Rainiers, the lefty who made about 10 starts roughly for the Rainiers last year in his first taste of AAA ball. Ended up kind of getting shut down early before the end of the season with a sore arm, but he showed some promise during some of his starts while he was here, and he is should be in a better position in his second go-around at the AAA level, and he'll make his first start of the season tomorrow, 6:05. He'll be opposed by a Salt Lake left-hander named Ryan Smith, and we'll be on the air here with the pregame show. The audio will begin streaming at about 5:50 tomorrow. That is right here at wearetacoma.com/broadcast. You can just save the site, and we'll be here with you on this location all season long. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Once again, our final score today behind the pitching of Darren McCacken in the bullpen and some timely hitting, notably by Zach Green, the Rainiers defeat the Salt Lake Bees by a final score of 4-2. Have a great night.